Hi, I'm Elwin Robinson, the author of the Easy Exhaustion Cure Program, and I am here with Neil Butterfield, one of the world's leading experts in health nutrition, and he specializes in minerals. Welcome, Neil.
Hey, thank you, Elwin, for having me once again on your show. It's an honor to be here.
Fantastic. It's a real honor and a pleasure to have you on board. So today we're talking about magnesium, which if you've listened to our previous interviews, you may be aware is actually probably one of the most important nutrients for anyone, certainly in the Western world, possibly in the whole world living today, other than the most basic ones like water or oxygen. We have magnesium. So, Neil, could you explain to us why would a person be interested in having magnesium in their lives?
Well, that's a really good question. It's a complex question, but we're going to try and obviously simplify that right here. And you were really, I enjoyed the way you opened that in saying that, well, you know, the most important elements for human health, of course, are oxygen and then water, followed very closely by magnesium. And a lot of people don't understand that importance of magnesium, but here's why. Magnesium is the most essential nutrient in your body as far as producing energy within the body. It is responsible for over 325 enzymatic reactions in the body.
Can I stop you there, Neil? Just to clarify for everyone listening to this, I have a very sophisticated kind of listenership, but I'm not sure how clear most people listening will be as to what an enzymatic reaction actually is. Would you mind just going into a little bit of detail about that for us? I understand that I imagine it's very complex and you couldn't possibly cover the full answer in something like this, but if you could just give us a little bit of detail.
Yeah, sure. Here's the simplified version of that. 325 enzymatic reactions. What that basically means is almost every function within the body that takes place, from a muscle contraction to the body producing insulin to cope with the sugar within the bloodstream, requires an enzymatic reaction. And really, enzymes are just components that make things happen within the body. That's probably the easiest way for me to say that. And basically, these activities that are important for things like protein and carbohydrate metabolism or use within the body all require magnesium as the starter or the spark, so to speak. It's kind of like a lighter. You've got to have a spark before you can have fire. Well, before you can have anything happening in the body, you need that spark, and that spark is the magnesium, which activates these enzymes, which in turn activate and make things happen within the body. You know, so I hope that's kind of simplified there for you, but there's
I think
over 320.
So just to sum up, so just to feed it back to you to make sure it's clear to me, so there's 325, at least that we know about so far, different processes in the body, all of which are impossible without magnesium to start them off. Would that be another way of saying it?
That would be a perfect way to say it.
Excellent.
And these things, you know, include all sorts of things, from muscle contraction to nerve conditions and conduction to the electrical processes within the body, all of which mean that if they're not happening, we have some serious functions that are not taking place within the body. And more simply put, what's going to land up happening is magnesium deficiencies that lead to an enormous amount of ailments, from things like asthma and calcification of the organs and simple things like even cramps, restless leg syndrome, and growth issues and headaches and migraines and muscle tensions and tremors. Have you ever noticed that some people's eyes twitch or they get little nervous twitches and muscle tremors? That's all to do with magnesium deficiencies, vertigo, even premature aging and wrinkling and things like that can all be associated with magnesium deficiencies, simply because there are just so many functions that magnesium partake in. And one thing that I have to say is probably the single most important reaction that magnesium makes possible within the body is the production of what is known as adenosine triphosphate, which is basically the body's energy molecule, particularly on the cellular level, which basically means that every cell in our body is not going to function at its optimum level without magnesium being present in the correct quantity and form for your body to utilize so that it can begin those energy production processes within the body on which everything else is dependent. So that's what makes it so very important for us.
Wow, so it's absolutely essential, not just for these processes, but most important process of all is the process of actually creating energy itself. And of course, absolutely nothing is possible without energy, right? So basically, every function of the body is either directly or indirectly dependent on magnesium. Would that be accurate to say?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
Wow, okay. So it's something that we absolutely definitely must have in our lives. It's not like the latest super pill, supplement, wonder drug kind of thing. It's not like some magic bullet treatment. This is just an absolute basic core necessity for the functioning of life in our body. Would that be accurate to say?
That would be very accurate to say. It's been around since the beginning of time. We've always been dependent on it. We always will be dependent on it. The unfortunate reality, however, is that, and we're going to obviously get into this in a bit more detail, but the unfortunate reality is that it's no longer in our food supply like it used to be. And this is why we're seeing over the last probably 50 years and even more that we've had this increase in things like heart disease, cancer, strokes, and many, many other ailments and diseases that were not as prevalent when we were all getting enough magnesium.
Wow. So, can I just stop you there just to clarify for everyone listening? So are you saying that from your perspective which I value very highly because I know that you have a lot of experience and a lot of you've done a lot of research and you've helped a lot of people in a very real world setting, which is obviously one of the reasons that I'm talking to you right now because I feel that's the most important thing. So from that perspective, you're saying that a lot of these major diseases which are killing people off in vast numbers are actually rooted in a lack of magnesium?
Absolutely.
Wow.
That's a very bold
statement.
It is, and here's some of the statistics, and these are statistics put out by people like the World Health Organization that have now come to realize that as much as 86% of the population, particularly in the Western world, are deficient in magnesium. And it's these civilized societies that are seeing the highest incidence of chronic diseases, even down to things like diabetes, are all linked and tied into deficiencies in magnesium. Now, am I saying that if everybody got magnesium, that we would have no more, none of these chronic diseases would exist? No. There's a lot of other factors that influence it. However, magnesium plays a significant role in the prevention and the cure of all of these major ailments that are afflicting us today. So if you get that one piece of the puzzle, and it's a major piece of the puzzle, then you're at least significantly further down the road to eliminating these diseases than you would be without the use of magnesium. It would be impossible without the magnesium. It's kind of a cornerstone, foundational product that you have to get sufficient quantities of before you can build health. It's really just that simple. It's that foundational product, as are all the minerals, but in particular magnesium.
Wow, that's what was going to be my next question. Is it then possible for someone to be truly healthy, even if they're doing all the latest therapies and healings and taking the latest supplements and all the rest of it? Would it be possible for someone to be truly healthy without magnesium as well? And you're saying pretty much no, it's not possible, because you have to have enough magnesium for energy, because you have to have energy for all life. Does that basically sum it up?
That is basically it, and plus it's all those other 325-plus processes in the body are not going to work if we don't have magnesium. At least they're not going to work to its full potential. Some of them may be able to function somewhat, but you're definitely not going to achieve what I call maximum health, levels of health without magnesium as a cornerstone on anybody's health quest.
No, that's fascinating. So there's a lot of nutrients that the body can actually make itself. Is magnesium one of those nutrients that if it needs to, it can make it?
No, you're quite right there. There are a lot of nutrients the body can make. Magnesium is certainly not one of them. It's unfortunate but it's just the reality of the situation. Your body cannot make magnesium. We have to obtain it from our diet, and our diets today are just so deficient in it, which is perpetuating and making the whole problem worse.
Okay. Now, there's many forms of magnesium out there. One that people might be familiar with is like magnesium sulfate, which is sold as Epsom salts in the chemist. And just the other day, I spoke to someone who felt that their magnesium needs were met by bathing in Epsom salts. And I relayed that as much as I felt that that's probably better than nothing, that's probably not the ideal form of magnesium to go for optimal health. So, there's different types of magnesium. Some magnesium, like you might find at a scientist lab, are like highly flammable and, in fact, dangerous. Am I right in thinking that? So we really want the right kind of magnesium as well as just generally magnesium. Is that right?
That is absolutely true. Not all forms of magnesium are going to be beneficial to the body. Magnesium, for the most part, however, is a pretty non-toxic element. It's not generally going to cause too much problems other than diarrhea. In fact, it is often used as a laxative. Mm. It's taken in larger quantities. And the Epsom salt is a cheap form of magnesium. It's easily available. You can use it as bath salt, soak in. However, it's definitely not the most bioavailable, and by that I mean the most usable form by the body. There's been a significant amount of studies done on identifying and isolating the most valuable form of magnesium for the body. Magnesium sulfate was certainly not one of those. In fact, given in really larger quantities, can be somewhat toxic, and it definitely has reduced therapeutic effects, although it does have a place. And certainly if you cannot get a hold of the correct form, then use magnesium sulfate crystals. But there's definitely been studies. A number one study that I've actually recently uncovered was by a doctor in France. His name was Jean Dulac, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. He's a French doctor. But he did a significant study that compared magnesium sulfate to other forms out there, and he found that it had to do with its chemical structure without trying to get into the science behind it, but it definitely just was not as bioavailable as some other forms. And one form in particular is magnesium chloride, and the best form there is naturally occurring magnesium chloride. Just has a higher vibrational level, has a higher energy state, and is far more bioavailable in the body. It provides the body with the all-important magnesium ion, but also the chloride ion, which is the number one positively charged ion in the body, or anion. So it's very, very important for you to understand that we must make sure we get in the most useful form of magnesium to get the full benefit of magnesium in the body.
Fantastic. So a lot of people perhaps are taking a multivitamin already or something like that, and they say, they might look at it, or maybe they're having calcium magnesium tablets like Dolomite or something like that. Again, that's probably not the best form of magnesium to take, right? And there are some people who probably say that they're getting enough of their nutrients from food, they eat healthily, they eat fresh fruits and vegetables. I know we've covered this before in previous interviews, but if you could just quickly perhaps give a response to those two very classic objections to the idea of supplementing with magnesium.
Yeah, I get that all the time. A lot of folks say, well, I do take the daily multiple product, or I take a multivitamin capsule from a local supermarket or whatever that might be. But you'll find that the forms of magnesium in there are something like a magnesium oxide. Mm. Contains a large amount of magnesium, but it's in a bound-up compound form that is virtually unusable by the body. It's not water-soluble. It passes through the system very rapidly. All forms of magnesium, even that from which we get from a food, is just not very well absorbed in the digestive tract. And it's really one of those evolutionary processes in that a few hundred years ago, our food was really rich in magnesium. So the body didn't need to adapt mechanisms that allowed it to absorb magnesium very, very effectively because we had an abundant supply of it. Of course, that's not so much the case anymore. And we're now finding this magnesium deficiencies are huge. So the body doesn't absorb it very well, which is unfortunate because it's so important. It's not in our food sources, and here's why. Even if you are eating a healthy diet, and most folks are not, but if you are getting all your vegetables and fruits that you possibly can in the day, and you're following a healthy diet, the problem is the food, unless you grow it yourself in your backyard under your control, what's happening is you're getting mass-produced, commercially available foods, and many of those foods are picked long before they're ripe, so they haven't even had the opportunity to absorb all of the nutrients that they need to. They're artificially stimulated to grow really rapidly. They're often stored for several weeks at a time and then artificially ripened. This happens a lot, especially with fruits, that they artificially ripened and then put on the shelves. By the time they reach us, one of the major minerals that are depleted first and quickly and largely is, of course, magnesium. So by the time we get the spinach that used to be rich in magnesium, it doesn't have even half of what it would have had you grown it in your own backyard. And that's the only that's the downside to eating commercially available food. It's just not the same quality it used to be. And of course, it's not always doesn't always make sense. It's not always practical to grow your own foods. If you can, great. But how many of us realistically are able to do that? It just doesn't happen. And that is why we're in this position of not having sufficient amounts of magnesium in the body. And we have to look at a reliable supplement source and something that can give us that all-important mineral that our body needs.
Wow, that's fantastic. So even if someone are eating, say, lots of wild foods or foods that they grow in the garden themselves or lots of superfoods, would you say that then if their digestion were anything other than optimal, then they'd probably still struggle to get enough of what they needed from that food source? Because not only do we need to have it come into the body, we also need to be able to assimilate and absorb it. Would that be yet another factor which stops us having enough magnesium?
Yeah, I would say absolutely, definitely.
And is there a tricky thing going on with magnesium, which is that the lower that you are in it, the harder it is for your body to make it, like a catch-22 situation, which we often say about, like with money, you know, we say that... So fantastic. Another thing I understand with magnesium, and correct me if I'm wrong about this, is that we need to have some in order to be able to make it, which is obviously can lead to a really tricky catch-22 situation where we can become very depleted. In the same way that they say you need to have money to make money kind of thing, it's the same with magnesium. You need to have money to be able to actually absorb and use that magnesium. So if someone does get very very exhausted or very if they're pushed kind of to their limit in terms of their energy, then from there they'd find it very difficult to have enough magnesium from food, even if perhaps they were getting enough before. Is that accurate to say?
That is accurate to say, and it's kind of a bit of a paradox in a sense, but absolutely true. And your body gets into this negative, vicious cycle. The less magnesium you have, the harder it is for your body to absorb the magnesium that you're getting from your food. So, it becomes a worsening situation. The more deficient you get, the more difficult it is for your body to utilize the magnesium that it has, but also it becomes more difficult for it to absorb it. So even if you start giving the body a healthy, fruitful amount of magnesium, it just doesn't effectively absorb it very well at all. So does that mean you'll never get out of a deficiency syndrome if you have that issue? No, it doesn't. It just means you've got to have to be really diligent. You're going to have to work at it. And that's why it's so important, the more deficient you are, to really be able to get a huge amount of magnesium into the body to reverse that deficiency. And even that in itself causes issues, because I've seen it time and time again, is that people start taking large quantities of oral magnesium to try and overcome a deficiency in that magnesium. And what happens is, it has the laxative effect. So then they begin to lose and strip the body of even more magnesium, further perpetuating and making the problem worse. And that's really what prompted people to start looking for other forms of magnesium out there that doesn't have that issue.
Okay, so I'm thoroughly won over, Neil. To be honest, I was before we started the call, but if I weren't already, then I definitely would be now. So we need it for every single thing that the body does, either directly or indirectly. We definitely need it for energy. We need it for pretty much to prevent every current disease which could kill us. And we can't get enough of it from all the regular sources. So, you know, please put us out of our misery and tell us where do we get this magnesium from in a form which actually does work.
Well, here's where it came about. The best form of magnesium, of course, as we've already discussed here briefly, is naturally occurring magnesium chloride.
Right.
Then what they found was to get large quantities of this magnesium chloride into the body orally was causing a laxative issue, or having a laxative effect, causing an issue. So then they started experimenting, and of course putting it directly into the bloodstream was the most obvious way to do this, because it bypasses the liver and the digestive system. Of course, for us regular folk that don't have access to a doctor on a daily basis, that's going to be almost impossible to get magnesium put directly into the bloodstream. So then they started looking at, okay, what happens if we put it on our skin? And they experimented with all different types of magnesium to find one that worked. The one that they were aware of, which had the highest bioavailability, of course, was magnesium chloride. And lo and behold, that happened to be the one that had the best results in terms of absorption into the body and utilization by the body. So they started doing comparative analysis and tests comparing magnesium chloride topically applied from magnesium chloride actually intravenously administered to the person, and they found that there was virtually no difference between obtaining it intravenously, which basically means straight into the bloodstream, versus applying it topically. And that started an enormous health craze, especially across Europe, that it's just recently got into America. It's all the rage right now within the natural health community, and it's called transdermal magnesium therapy. The advantages to it is it skips the digestion, it skips processing by the liver, it doesn't compete with any other nutrient, it does not cause a laxative effect. You can literally bathe in this product. It absorbs straight through your skin. It's instantaneous results, instantaneous turnaround. You'll notice a difference as soon as you apply it to your skin, because it's going straight into the bloodstream. It's already in a form your body can utilize. It's a form that your body can recognize. It's straight into the bloodstream, straight into the cells, and straight to work. And all those 325 processes that we mentioned earlier start to switch on. It's revolutionary what can happen to you. Depending on how deficient you are, the more deficient you are, the more of an impact you'll notice from using this product. But certainly on the most basic level, you're going to feel a surge in energy, a relaxation. It's like I said, revolutionary. You're going to notice a huge impact from just taking this magnesium applied directly to the skin.
Wow. So if you're low in energy, maybe if you're listening to this right now, maybe your traditional methods of dealing with that are to reach for something sweet, or to reach for a coffee, or a shot of espresso, or maybe just a cup of tea, or maybe something even a bit harder than that. So are you saying, Neil, that instead of all these kind of strategies which people have had to use as a result of having nothing better up until now, they could literally reach for this magnesium spray bottle and just spray it onto their skin and get their energy straight away directly, kind of cutting out the middleman?
Absolutely what I'm saying. And because most of the other things you listed there are nothing more than stimulants. Stimulants only provide a temporary surge in energy. And what often happens, or what does happen, is in time that those surges and using caffeine and things like that eventually just put a toll on your adrenal system. They eventually lead to adrenal burnout, and then you land up in a situation where it's kind of like flogging a dead horse. You're just trying to get your body to produce energy and feel better, but the stimulants don't work, and you need more and more and more of them to try and to get any result from them. But magnesium, as I said earlier, magnesium is responsible for producing adenosine triphosphate, or ATP, on a cellular level. So if you get your body the magnesium, it's going to produce energy where it's needed. It's going to produce the body's energy molecule, or energy storage molecule, which is ATP. So yeah, that's where you got to start. Again, it's that foundational product upon which everything else is built. So yeah, get your magnesium. You're gonna see an enormous turnaround in energy. But at the same time, if you're really stressed out and really having a harsh day, it's also known as the anti-stress mineral. It has an enormous relaxing effect on the body as well. It relieves tension, and it relaxes nerves. So it also has a very calming effect on the body, as well as providing energy. So it's all about providing balance, providing that base product that your body needs to function at an optimum level, to handle things like stressful situations, to handle everything within the body, and also induce restful sleep. And of course, if you're not sleeping correctly and you're having poor sleeping patterns, well then guess what? You're going to wake up in the morning with no energy. You're not resting. So magnesium induces restful sleep. It also purges and purifies the body tissues of toxins and impurities. So the more you get your body clean and get rid of toxins, then you're going to feel better. You're going to function better. You're going to have more energy because you're just working at a more optimum level. It also is vital for the processing and assisting your body's digestive process. So if you can imagine this, if you're eating good food and your digestion's not working properly, then that food is just going on out the body without your body absorbing the important nutrients and obtaining energy from the food we eat. So if we're able to process all of that at a more optimum level, then we get to feel better. We're going to increase our energy. So I guess you can see where my rambling's going here. Magnesium is just so important for everything.
Yeah.
That if we have enough of it, we have that base upon which we can build everything else.
Amazing. I mean, it just blows me away, Neil, just how important it is. And, of course, it's one of the cornerstones of my Easy Exhaustion Cure program, because I realize just how powerful it is. And like we talked about in the bonus interview for that program, there are other things, obviously, that you need to have with magnesium, as we just touched upon briefly at the beginning as well. Like, you need to be adequately hydrated in order for it to work, and you need to have fresh air, oxygen supply as well. You need to be breathing properly in order for something like magnesium to work. But other than those two most primary nutrients, we're really talking about, this is like the cornerstone, really, isn't it, of health and energy and everything that we really need in order to live our lives in the way that we want to. Because pretty much everything, whatever it is that you want to do in life, whether your most important value is the amount of people whose lives you touch, or the amount of stuff that you accumulate, or the amount of spiritual advancement you make, or whatever success is for you, magnesium and energy is an essential part of achieving that, right? So there's really no one listening to this call, this interview, who is not going to benefit from it. Would that be a simple way of summing it up?
I would definitely agree with everything you just said. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Magnesium is definitely that cornerstone product. It's so important, like I keep saying, for so many functions in the body, and even neuromuscular problems. I mean, the list goes on. I could sit here forever listing them.
So let me ask you then, Neil, because I've had some experience now, as I know you've had a lot with clients and some of the common things that come up for people. So one of the questions I get a lot is, but can't you have too much of it? People are like wary, maybe they'll do like 5 sprays on each leg a day, and then they're kind of like, and then maybe they don't notice much of effect. And I always say, well, just keep doubling the dose until you really notice it. Fantastic. So, Neil, I know that you've got a lot of real-world experience of helping people with these things, and I must admit, even though, I'm asking questions as if I don't know, I'm already a thorough convert, not because the theories sound good, but because I know from practical experience that it really works, and it's absolutely amazing and transformative. But there are some questions that come up, and I'm really interested to get your perspective on it. One of them, I guess, is there's some people who try it, and to be honest, they tell me it doesn't work. And then, generally I ask them, how much they're having, And maybe they say, like, you know, 5 sprays a day or something like that. And I always tell them, you know, you need more. Just keep doubling the dosage pretty much until it works. And so I was very interested to hear your thing about you can literally bathe in the stuff, because sometimes I feel like recommending clients to do that as well. But, of course, the question that comes up then always is, but can't you overdo it? Can't you have too much? So I was really hoping you'd be able to address that for us.
Technically, no, you can't have too much. And again, the more deficient you are in the product, the more difficult it is for your body to actually utilize it without it just passing through the system.
Right.
So that's obviously what's happening in many of these cases. And at least from my experience, is that the more deficient the person is, the more a hard time they have in terms of actually seeing results, which basically then means they just need a whole lot more. And eventually they will get to that point where the body starts recovering, the energy levels will increase, and as soon as that starts to happen, then everything will start to switch on. And once they get to a certain level, then they'll really take off in terms of the processes, and just improvement from taking the product will be. So, to answer that question, it's very difficult to overdose on this product. It's virtually impossible to get too much magnesium. It certainly would be if you were taking it orally, but of course we're now taking it, through the skin, so it's skipping the digestive process, it's skipping the liver, and it's going straight into the bloodstream. So I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, we do have some folks who actually have clinics here in the United States where they have entire bathtubs filled with magnesium chloride, a natural source, and these guys sitting it for periods of, 30 minutes to an hour at a time.
Wow.
Just absorbing through the magnesium and into the bloodstream. So it's very difficult from an 8-ounce bottle to really overdose, but certainly 5 sprays is probably not going to be enough. I have this philosophy, and I call it front loading. So when you first take the product or get on the product, we need to, it's kind of like a gas tank or a petrol tank in your car. Once you're running on empty, you're going to have to add a certain amount in there to get that gauge to move into the area where it needs to be, or to fill the tank up. So you've got a long way to go. The more deficient you are, the more you need. And so we call it front loading, and I would probably be using the product 3 to 4 to 5 times a day initially, depending on the individual and how deficient they really are.
And how many sprays would you say? Obviously, this is very general advice. It depends on the person, but just as a general thing, sort of 3 to 5 times a day.
One dosage to be a minimum of 8 sprays,
okay.
8 to 12 sprays. This morning I got up, I had a late night. I've been working, we've got a lot of projects on at the moment, so I've been doing a lot of work. So this morning I got up, I had 16 sprays. This morning when I woke up, and I had 16 sprays when I went to bed at night. So there's, I've had a lot more than the standard issue 8 sprays that the bottle recommends. That's a starting point, and it's really just used as a measure to get an understanding of what 8 sprays provides. Mm. But you need a lot more than that, and it depends. The more stressed you are, the more under demand your body is, the more you're going to need. So there is really difficult to get an upper limit on what you need. But certainly, as a starting point, if somebody knows or suspects, based on everything we've just discussed, that they may be deficient in magnesium, I would say at a very, very, very low end, I would start on 16 sprays spread throughout the day.
Just as many times as you can, pretty much. Like, if you remember.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, yeah. I have one on my office desk. In fact, I think somebody, I'm having a look around here, somebody might have taken it. It goes around our office. Everybody has one. and it's sharing it. And when you don't feel good, or you feel like you get in that mid-afternoon energy slump, and you're hitting up sprays of magnesium just to get that pick-me-up, or if you're having a stressful day, then I know my body is demanding more magnesium. It's going to require more. So I supply it in abundance. And that way, it's always worked for us. And we've just noticed that is the best way to do things.
That's fantastic. So if you're listening to this, there is no toxic dose. People literally bathe in the stuff. So if it's not working for you, then that's only because you're not having enough and you just need to have more. And at some point, you'll reach like a critical mass kind of moment, right? And then your body will actually start accepting it and using it and to a noticeable degree, and then you'll feel a hell of a lot better. You mentioned something else there, which I thought might be interesting to just quickly rebuff. There's a... I can't remember. remember the name now, but there's a school of nutrition over here in the UK that says very strongly that you should only have magnesium during the day and not in the evening because it's too stimulating. But you're talking about having it before bed. So what's your perspective on that one?
Well, I know from research and from my own experience that magnesium actually induces restful sleep.
Right.
Magnesium helps to you know, with instances of insomnia. So we often recommend magnesium before bed because it has that relaxing effect on the body. It is that anti-stress mineral. And it's so relaxing to many, many different functions. It relaxes the nerves, the nervous systems. It relieves the tension. All of which aids in the body getting into that state of restful sleep. So definitely it induces sleep. I have no problem.
So that's why... Sorry to interrupt. So that, it's just, you know, it excites me so much. So this is why this is just the best solution for energy of all, much better than coffee and all the rest of it. It's not just because it's healthier, but also because if you need to rest, it will help you to rest. And if you need to do stuff, it will help you do stuff. It's the best of both worlds by the sound of it.
Absolutely is. And remember, when you go to bed at night, that's the time when your body, especially between 10 and 2 in the evening, that's when your body is going to be in that state of healing. So that's when it needs the magnesium, because magnesium also helps to with wound repair, with just general healing, RNA and DNA replication. And so that's when you need to have the magnesium. I always recommend taking it at night. It also helps your body purify and purges the body of toxins and impurities that you've picked up throughout the day, all of which you need happening during the evening when you're sleeping, because that's the time when the body's healing. So
brilliant point.
I take it all the time.
Fantastic. Okay, so not only can you have as much as you possibly need, but you can also have it whenever you want, and absolutely no reason why not to. So that's brilliant. That's another misconception or perhaps a fear-based belief that we can just throw away as redundant. Another thing that may come up for people practically when they're trying it is that perhaps their skin might become itchy, or it may feel kind of disagreeable to apply the magnesium, and because we are kind of so stimulus response orientated as a species, that might put people off from taking too much of it, or from taking it as often as they perhaps need it. So could you tell us a little bit about, and obviously I don't want to put, you know, negative thought forms into your head. If that doesn't happen for you, that's wonderful, but for those people who have perhaps tried this product but have felt that kind of unpleasant sensation, could you describe for us what's going on here and the best way to view the whole thing?
Sure, absolutely. And this is just an opinion of ours, and it's just an observation. So we don't have a scientific basis for what I'm about to say.
Okay.
But it seems really coincidental. We found that those folks who we would imagine to be the most efficient in magnesium, or who have tested out to be the most efficient in magnesium, often have the most adverse reaction or the negative response to applying the product to the skin initially. And that negative response is nothing more than a tingling, somewhat stinging sensation on the skin. It doesn't result in a rash or anything lasting. It's only while it's been applied, and once it's absorbed into the skin, then any symptoms that you had or any issues you were having, it disappears completely. So it's a very short-term discomfort, and discomfort might even be a more harsh word than it really deserves. It's more of a tingling, stinging sensation. And we often see that subsides as you use the product. So often within a week, you can apply it, and it doesn't happen anymore. So it's certainly just a short-lived, short-term problem that we've seen. Anybody that has stuck with the program and just kept using the magnesium are definitely overcoming that issue. And within a very short period of time, often, like I said, within a week, you have no more issues regarding that at all. If it's still a problem, or it's really you just don't like the sensation at all, the way around it, of course, is to spray it directly onto the soles of your feet and your feet in general, because they have a lot less sensitivity. I mean, we can walk around on our feet without much issue, so we have a lot less sensitivity there. We found that nobody, even those that were most sensitive to the product, had an issue when they applied it to the skin. My wife was one such person. When we first got her using the magnesium, she did not like it. She's a very much a girly girl, as I call her, so she didn't really like the sensation at all. and she applied it to her feet, and she had no problem with that at all. That was easy. And within a week or two, we tried it on her abdomen again, and no problem.
Wow.
She now has no problem with it at all. So, and I don't know if it really correlates necessarily with the fact that you're getting the magnesium that your body now requires, so it doesn't have that urgency to absorb it, or if it's just simply you simply get used to it. We're not too certain about that, but it definitely appears that the more you use it, or it definitely works this way, the more you use it, the less you'll have a negative response to it.
I had a theory about that, which is that generally the more a person is magnesium deficient, also generally the more acidic they are inside themselves. So could it perhaps be the alkalinity of the magnesium reacting with the acidity of the body?
It very well could be, because of course magnesium is indeed an alkalizing mineral. So yeah, you could be definitely having that that effect because of that reason. And with time, of course, your body begins to normalize, begins to get into a normal state, and then you're not so acidic anymore, which means you're not now, you know, throwing an alkaline product into an acidic environment. So yeah, that's a really good theory. I actually haven't personally thought of that myself.
Okay, I'm glad I can contribute something. Yeah, that's just what came to me.
You know, and honestly, I haven't spent a lot of time trying to get to the bottom of it. I don't think it really is much of an issue, because most people, like I say, within 5 days or at the very outside of that, maybe a couple of weeks, they don't have that problem anymore.
I guess it's something for me, because most of my clients are on the extremely low energy end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
So it's something that comes up for me more often. So I've had more questions on the subject, so that's probably just why. Okay, well, that's fantastic. And occasionally as well, people notice that some kind of rash or something comes up. It is very occasional. My kind of, again, fear on that, and I was wondering what your take on it is, if any, and I realise you're not in the realms of research with this one, unless you tell me we are, is that you've also told me magnesium has a detoxifying effect. So could it be detoxifying the skin straight away, and that might be why something shows up for a few days?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have actually seen that ourselves on our end as well, definitely, and that seems to be the most plausible explanation, in that you're just getting localized detoxification. And of course, your skin is an enormous organ of detoxification. That's what it's one of its major functions is.
Mm.
So definitely what you're doing at that point is you're just stimulating that process in that localized area where you're spraying the product. So then you get this rash forming. We've had some people for very short periods of time come out almost in, I don't really want to describe it as acne, but that would probably be the best description.
Mm.
But it's very short-lived because magnesium has a healing effect on the body. And in fact, if you do have acne, it's really, really good to apply to that, because it'll actually stimulate the healing process very much so. And that's kind of would be...
Even though it might sting a bit.
Explanation.
I guess it would it not sting if you applied it to an area of a rash?
It would be. And again, you see, especially in the beginning, like I haven't got a problem now. Like the other day I was in my warehouse and I cut my finger open. I got my magnesium and sprayed it. It's got antibacterial properties and it stimulates the healing again. But I've become so used to the product that I don't have an issue with it. It also has a pretty strong taste, where a lot of folks, if they take it internally, don't like the flavor. I can spray it directly in my mouth. So it's one of those things you've got to, I guess, get used to as you progress with your program. And certainly I wouldn't recommend it first thing when you first get your bottle of product to spray it directly on open wounds. So I'm glad you brought that up, because, yeah, I tend to forget that.
But, Neil, it sounds like you are truly alkalized. You know, there's a whole movement these days in the health world, as I know that you're familiar with, perhaps pioneered by Dr. Robert Young and promoted a lot by Anthony Robbins, talking about, you know, alkalizing. You'll get more alkaline. If it's acid, it's bad. If it's alkaline, it's good. And I saw a lot of value in that when I first got into it, but ultimately my conclusion was it was overly simplistic. And probably worst of all, it seemed to have no end, you know. People would need to carry on, you know, drinking lots of green juices and taking alkaline supplements, sometimes for years, and not really experiencing much improvement. Well, it sounds to me with this magnesium, sodium thing, we're truly alkalizing. We're actually getting to the root of the issue, because the root of the issue isn't so much an excess of acidity or a lack of alkalinity. The root of the issue is really mainly down to a lack of a particular kind of alkalinity, which is magnesium. Would you say that that's like a fair assessment of the situation?
I would say that's a fair assessment without digging into it too much.
I realise there's probably more to it, but is that like a good kind of summing up?
I would say so, definitely, because magnesium, one of magnesium's primary roles in the body is to control alkalinity and have a balance within that whole system. So, along with other minerals too, but definitely, it's going to be one of those root issues that you, like I keep saying, it's the foundational product. And all these other programs, like drinking large quantities of alkaline water and all that, that has a really good temporary effect. In fact, we have a product that helps people achieve that, get alkaline quickly, but it doesn't have a lasting effect unless you replace the building blocks. And those are the tools that the body, what are the tools the body uses to maintain alkalinity? And one of the primary ones is magnesium. So if you're deficient in magnesium, drinking large quantities of alkaline water is only a band-aid, really. It's just masking up the symptom, but you're not getting to the root cause of the issue.
Fantastic. And we've covered this in more detail in the other interview, which is going out as a bonus with the Easy Exhaustion Cure, so I recommend you check that out. Things rather than nutrients that are specifically relevant to health, because that's pretty much all of them to one degree or another, but for people who really have isolated, perhaps that they have a serious magnesium deficiency, perhaps because they're low in energy or because they've got one of the kind of serious conditions that you talked about, or they're always stressed, or just because it stings very strongly when they apply it. For someone in that sort of position, other than the nutrients we've just talked about of water and fresh air, oxygen and breathing well, what other nutrients would you particularly highlight and say that would be really good to go with it? Because, for instance, a lot of people, when they, who are aware of this kind of health world, when they think of magnesium, they might think of calcium and how it needs to be balanced with calcium. So would you say that's accurate, that we need to bring the calcium, or are there other things that are more important to make sure that we have with that magnesium?
Well, that's, again, another really complex the answer to that is really complex. So I'm going to try and simplify it as much as possible.
Thank you.
And everybody, of course, is an individual.
Yes.
And every individual is a separate case on their own. So what I always recommend for those folks who are sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they know that they obviously have issues, they need some serious help, is to work with a professional, work with somebody, maybe get on your program, work with somebody that they can communicate with, and then they can express their own individual circumstances to you so that we can best guide you. One very effective thing to look at is looking at a hair mineral analysis test, which will give us basically a snapshot of all your minerals within the body, because they are part of a complex system and they all work individually, but they also all work as part of a team or a whole, like I like to say, an orchestra. And if you have one of those instruments out of tune, well, the whole thing's out of tune. So it's the same sort of thing with minerals. So there's definitely is other minerals that play an important role. Calcium is one of them. Generally, however, we are over-calcified and we have calcification issues because it's just so prevalent in our diets now. The other day I went and bought orange juice. I got home and I saw it said fortified with calcium. Oh, gosh. Everywhere we go, we're getting more and more calcium. So it is definitely, however, all about balance. We do need to balance out the magnesium with other minerals. We need to make sure we are having adequate supplies of trace elements, the trace minerals. Those are the ones that the body needs in very, very small quantities, things like strontium, rutabilium, things that don't really have that much or at least are not that well known but are still vital for our bodies. So we need to know, we make sure we have an adequate supplies of potassium and all the other major minerals that are important to the body. So
okay.
How do you do that? How do you get that if you don't want to do a hair test or you don't have access to doing a hair test? Is just get on a product, something like Mineral Life's Daily Multiple, which is our foundation product. It's a whole foods-based product. It contains a large quantity or broad spectrum, just a nice spread of all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids, digestive enzymes. I call it a body toolbox. And it really just gives your body a toolbox or a set of tools from which it can selectively choose what it needs at that time. Along with additional magnesium, of course, there's magnesium in the daily multiple, but in many cases, as we've already discussed, people are so deficient, they need a lot more. So we often recommend those two products together simply because it provides that really good spread. And that way you're covering many bases. Of course, you've got to look at the water, the oxygen, the breathing techniques, and preferably work with a professional, somebody that knows what they're doing, and that way you're going to get the guidance you need.
Fantastic. So that's a really good baseline. And then if that works for people, wonderful. And if not, you know, there's my program, as you say, and there's working with a professional, and ideally both. And for people who are interested in hair mineral analysis, Neil, but perhaps they can't work with a professional for whatever reason, maybe they can't afford it, or, you know, they don't like to talk on the phone. I know some clients like that, or people, you know, for whatever reason, they feel they're not able to work with someone one-to-one. Is that something that is available via you, a hair mineral analysis?
Yeah, absolutely. We can do hair mineral analysis testing. There's a lot of folks throughout the world now that have jumped on the bandwagon, so to speak, and that are doing hair mineral testing. Of course, not all hair mineral tests are interpreted correctly.
No.
And that's what's so important to understand, and that is a 50-year science and a very complex issue or a complex understanding to get the correct interpretation. So it's very important to utilize a laboratory that understands the testing, but definitely it is available through us, and perhaps we can make it available through you too, through us, and so we can sort of do a work together on that to provide it for folks. But definitely I don't believe there's a more accurate way to interpret what your body needs in terms of minerals. And in actual fact, from a hair mineral analysis test, it can be so accurate that we can actually, and it's again through interpretation, that we can actually begin to recommend vitamins that the body might need as well, based on how the body's biochemistry is working as it is interpreted through a hair mineral test. We can tell things right down to even personality issues or traits, whether a person's hyperactive, depressive, are they heading towards diabetes or sugar imbalances and sugar intolerances. The one thing we can't do with a hair test, of course, is diagnose, nor do we care to diagnose. It's not the purpose for it, but we do. It's a screening tool that does allow us to have a really accurate understanding of how your body is utilizing its chemistry set, which is minerals, and how your body is functioning on a biochemical level. And then we can determine, okay, well, you need certain minerals to rebalance that whole system. So it's very, very important to get that done, particularly if you're having some serious issues. That's a really good starting point to get your body back in balance and get it functioning. And that way you can achieve that maximum health level that we're looking for.
That's really great. And I must say, you know, in my practice, it's pretty much the only test which I like clients to do, ideally. You know, a lot of what I do is just working out what people need, you know, by asking the right questions, as I'm sure is the case for yourself as well. But that's a test which I really do like to do because it is so accurate. I remember when I first had one done years ago, and I just sent off my hair to this random company, and they knew things about me. I felt like I'd sent off my hair to a witch doctor or something, you know. They knew the most intimate kind of details about my life, and I was absolutely staggered and amazed. So for anyone who's kind of cynical out there that you might be able to tell personality traits through a lock of hair, I swear it's absolutely true, you know. And if you find that it's inaccurate, I'm sure that we will offer some kind of money-back guarantee, right? And I'm sure that we'll never have to use it because it really is one of those, it is actually a very exact science. And even though we're not allowed to diagnose by law, I'm sure that to a certain degree it would be possible to do so if we weren't banned in that way, because it is just such an amazing tool for doing so. The only problem with the company I remember I went to is that the advice that they gave was, you know, awful. It's basically you just eat large quantities of meat, you know, which I even tried eating meat for the first time in my life after being a vegetarian like my whole life, and made me feel pretty damn ill. So, you know, if you you're listening to this and you're inspired to go for a hair mineral analysis, definitely do so, is my recommendation. It's very inexpensive as well compared to a lot of tests. The test to find out pretty much all the minerals in your body is roughly the same price as a standard kind of blood test for just one factor. So it's incredibly cheap. It's incredibly good value for money. And yet it can be incredibly helpful. But if you do want to go for it, do look for someone who you actually rely on and trust. And I think that's an excellent suggestion, Neil. You know, I highly recommend anyone who's listening to this in the US to go to Neil at Mineral Life with one L, MINERALIFE.com. MINERALIFEONLINE.com, and get your test there. And if you're in the Europe, then I highly recommend you go to lionheartherbs.com, and we'll set something up, Neil, so that people can be tested via your lab and get not only accurate results but also accurate recommendations, which are genuinely helpful.
Yeah, I agree, and everything you said there, I totally agree with you. It's really profound, the kind of information that you can get from a hair mineral analysis. It sort of almost defies logic, really, that a lock of hair can do that. But one very important point, and you already made it, is this is an exact science. It has been around for over 50 years, and you know, it's not failed us at yet. So it's definitely there. It's been well proven. It's not hocus pocus, and it works. It gives you a really good understanding of the biochemistry within the body. And after all, you know, we are just a huge set of biochemical reactions. And if we can understand that and adjust the chemistry behind it, then everything's going to work on a much more efficient level. So definitely a good starting point if one is attempting to regain health, or if one is healthy and just wants to maintain it and gain even a higher level of health, then that's a good place to start. Your program's an excellent place to start, and just work with somebody like yourself who incorporates so many of these different aspects into a complete program to help one gain that maximum level of health. And that's the kind of thing I recommend folks get. Don't try and do this on your own. You know, get involved in a program where you're getting guided by somebody that knows what they're doing, that somebody that's already walked that path before you, and it's going to help you attain your goals. Because, the other option is around and try and figure it out on your own, but it's a lot easier to copy somebody that's already done that.
So much easier. Thank you so much for that, Neil. Yeah, and saves so much time. The way I like to put it to people is, I've made every mistake so you don't have to. And if you're also a person who wants to make all your own mistakes and spend years, struggling and then eventually come to the same conclusions that Neil and I have anyway, then that's absolutely fine as well. But, you know, if you're listening to this and you're feeling a little bit cynical and you're like, I've heard it all before, all these people that claim that their way works and then, you know, it kind of doesn't or whatever, I understand your cynicism. I've experienced it myself, and I'm sure you have as well, Neil. But, you know, our claims are not hyperbole in that they're also backed up, right, with a full money-back guarantee and a full pledge to you that if by some miracle, if by some fluke, you're the exception to the rule and our recommendations aren't helpful for you, then we will not only give your money back, but we will personally work with you to make sure that you get to your goals, because we are that convinced that this is the actual way. If you're listening to this right now, congratulations. You know, I don't know how long you've been looking. Maybe you're karmically blessed and you stumbled onto us pretty much immediately, or maybe, like a lot of people I speak to, you've been spending literally years and years or even decades looking for the answer and kind of not having found it. Here you are. You're at it now. This is actually, you know, the answer. This is what you need to get to that next level of health. So, you know, if you're cynical, wonderful. I think doubt and cynicism, you know, are a good thing to have in this day and age where there is so much disinformation and so much nonsense and outright lies being proliferated left, right and centre. But, you know, you don't have to trust us. We back up what we're talking about. Would you agree with what I said there, Neil?
Absolutely. And this is how confident I am. I know that if we step outside of the building, we take a tennis ball and we throw it up in the air, that ball's coming down. it just works that way. And this is all we're revealing here. We're just revealing things that just work that way. It's just how the body functions. The body requires all these nutrients. And if we understand that and we apply that knowledge correctly, then you are going to get the results that you desire. It's just we all work that way. We just need to, you know, work very closely with each individual and work through a program like you just described. You've already gone through, you've made the mistakes, you've figured out, you've come to the point of realization and understanding, and you now have just making this available for other folks so that they don't have to do that. We are totally confident of our product. We have a feel the difference or your money back guarantee because, again, it just works that way. Your body needs these nutrients, so we know that if you get on them, you're gonna feel the difference because they're in a form your body can recognize, they're in a form your body can utilize. So working in conjunction, you know, with us at Mineral Life and with you and your program, and which is a phenomenal program that you put together, then, you know, people have to achieve the goals they want. If they don't, yeah, we'll work with you because that's the ultimate goal here for me. Inventing this business or beginning this business is to help people achieve their goals, and that's it. And I know for you at Lionheart Herbs, it's the same thing. You're in this because you want other folks to achieve the goals that they have and to experience that health, you know. So that's what it's all about for us, and I really believe that if folks follow this plan that you've laid out and use the magnesium and use the other products we have available for them, that they are going to achieve their goal.
Wow. Well, I think that's an amazing place to leave it, you know, because a lot of what people need is hope. You know, they need to actually really understand that, you know, however much they may have struggled, that there actually is a way forward. So we're offering something more than hope. We're upping the ante on hope. This isn't just hope. This isn't a possibility. This is a certainty. And you don't have to believe us. You just have to try it. So we'll leave it there. Thank you so much, Neil, for being, you know, incredibly knowledgeable, incredibly inspiring, and just filling us, you know, anyone listening to this who perhaps is struggling with their health with, you know, a profound sense of, yes, this is it. I've got it at last. I know what to do. I need to get my magnesium. I need to follow all the steps, like you say, in the Easy Exhaustion Cure program, if that's the one for me. I need to work with a professional if, you know, I feel like I need some guidance. Maybe get a hair mineral analysis done to really fine-tune it and get to the next level again of health. But even if, you know, if all of those aren't possible for you, the one takeaway to take with you this time is magnesium. You know, it's almost certain you need it. Go get some, take it. If it doesn't work, do more, keep doing more until it works and you have enough energy, and then you can start doing the other stuff you've been meaning to do. Maybe you've been meaning to exercise for days, weeks, months or years. Maybe you've been meaning to travel. Maybe you've been meaning to start a business, all those kind of things, and you've been vacillating between, you know, trying to do it or punishing yourself for not doing it or justifying giving up and all the rest of it. Well, all that's over now if you want it to be, because the only reason you haven't done any of those things is because you didn't have the energy. But now you know. Now you know this is how you get the energy. You get your energy by starting off with the basics like hydration, like breathing, and like magnesium. And only when you've got all those basics sorted out can you then start to get into the more complex stuff. So thank you so much, Neil. I'm truly inspired, and, you know, I was already familiar with a lot of this information. I can't imagine how most of the people listening to this call must be feeling now, like, incredibly inspired. So thank you so much, and I really appreciate your time, and I look forward to doing another interview again with you at some point, because you're just like a fountain of wisdom and knowledge, and thank you so much for doing what you do in the world.
No problem at all. I appreciate everything you say, but, you know, that's what this is all about for us, is just to get a good product out there that we know works, that can have a massive impact on people's lives, and that's what we do. So, but I appreciate you having me on your show, speaking to the folks that are following your system, and you know, we just love to align ourselves with people like yourself that have the same vision and the same goals. You know, and it's all about just unifying that whole process and just helping folks move forward. So we're definitely happy to be associated with you guys.
Thank you so much, Neil. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.